Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Yang Gang Podcast. We're your hosts, Evan and Connor, coming at you with a policy update as well as Andrew Yang's whereabouts and campaign news.
As always, it is great to be back with all of you Yang Gang Podcast listeners. I couldn't be more excited to talk about policies 15 through 17 on this week's Yang Gang Podcast. I just want to thank all the people who've been listening.
And I think it's appropriate on this day to also thank all the mothers out there.
Yeah, shout out to the mothers. This is a Mother's Day. I know we haven't been on the mic, I don't think, for 10 days maybe.
We've been sidetracked with other things projects, going on in our personal lives, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. We're here right now, and we're wishing all mothers out there well. We're wishing Andrew Yang's mother out there well for...
Yeah, he tweeted a picture.
About such a wise son to be such a practical, aspiring politician. We thank her for that.
Yeah. Should we get straight into it?
I think we should get straight into it.
All right, new policy number 15, reduce packaging waste. We use a lot of excess material in packaging in the U.S., particularly plastic. A couple of states have taken the lead in helping producers streamline their packaging. We should take that effort nationwide.
Plastic is the problem. I read somewhere not too long ago that it's not so much recycling, but it's the plastic. Yep. There's too much plastic.
And there's a lot that goes into creating plastic that uses a lot of natural resources.
Water.
And we're actually, petroleum. What his website says is that we're actually seeing recycling rates decrease nationwide. And that we actually ship our excess plastic to China, which isn't the best solution because they're not taking it anymore.
They can't take it. So again, it's a plastic problem. It's not so much a problem of recycling.
Right, and just think about how many things that you've got, even stuff that you got as a kid.
There's even plastic in our water.
Just everything.
There's plastic in everything.
Everything. It's hard to avoid.
It's hard to imagine that, like, it seeps into food. I mean, like, you hear stories about, it's fish... consume it. Like, plastic can be broken down into like micro particles that fish will consume. Then we eat said fish and then we consume that plastic.
Right.
Without even realizing it.
Right.
And who knows the health effects that come with it. So, reduce packaging waste. I think we need to reduce waste across the board in many aspects of industry in general. I think just modern industry has just been so wasteful over the decades. Because it's all been about production and profits.
Yeah.
Done as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And just responsible enough to keep it legal, you know? Yeah. Just responsible enough to make it make sense. But we're starting to see the long-term, the side effects from the industry, from the waste.
Right.
And it's affecting... not only nature, but it's affecting humans as well.
Yeah. And so basically what he wants to do is to pass a national extended producer responsibility bill, aka keep the people who create these plastics and ship out these products in line, give them some regulations on how much can be used.
So keep them accountable.
Things of that nature. Yeah, exactly. So we're not just doing ridiculous things that pollute the environment.
That should apply to all aspects of big industry. Is they need someone to watch over them. Now it's like, oh well, who's watching over them? Is there someone watching over the people watching over them? I believe in what he's saying about there needs to be some accountability here,
right,
to these industry leaders who are just clearly not being responsible with the products that they're creating and the amount of waste. I mean, you hear about the island of plastic out in the Pacific Ocean.
Right. Yeah. So we need to be more responsible, and that's what policy number 15 is about. You want to move to policy number 16 now?
I think we just keep cruising.
Keep it on moving.
We don't need to delve too deep into the details. We want you guys just to get a taste of it.
I want you guys to go to yang2020.com and look these things up yourself.
And even beyond that, we want you to explore these concepts. We're delivering the information. We're putting it out there.
Yes.
Right? And we just want you to pick up where we started and build off of it.
Right. So new policy number 16. Reverse partisan gerrymandering. Politicians in both parties like to make districts safe, quote-unquote, for incumbents. Unfortunately, this makes them more responsive to primary challenges from the extremes of their own party and increases polarization. Which is interesting. You see this with, like, bring down the House Ocasio-Cortez. You see that there. I think, I don't know, you're not familiar with the Ohio 11th district, but oh my goodness, dude.
Are they susceptible to gerrymandering?
Yeah. And it's, I agree with this, on both sides of the aisle, we need to just find a way.
And gerrymandering is the drawing up of districts and kind of, how would you put it? I mean, just...
It's drawing a district in a way that benefits your political party. Absolutely. Because maybe you'll get, you get a certain amount of votes from a certain area that you might not get otherwise, and that gets you a seat in the House where you might not otherwise have a seat in the House, and then it's all about having majority during certain votes.
Right, and that creates areas where there's just like groupthink.
Exactly.
Where it's just one town is all X, and that's how they think and operate, and there's, and that is harmful to the diversity of thought and perspective in the world. You need the diversity of thought and perspective in the world to keep up with the times, stay adaptable.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think that this is, I mean, this is just a good thing across the board. If I say this to you all the time, but I am of the opinion that if you don't want the other political party to have the power that that you want, then you shouldn't have that power for yourself.
Right.
Yeah, looks, it seems like we got a dog.
My God.
We got a dog in the background. Dogs, people.
I mean, he's clearly trying to contribute to our podcast. Yeah, but,
7 minutes in, he's letting us know.
He supports Andrew Yang.
Yeah, that's just what he's saying.
You know, we're dog translators, and he's saying Andrew Yang 2020.
Right.
Moving on, though.
Moving on. Cruising right along 17. To
policy number 17.
A point ahead of culture and ceremony. The president should focus on improving our lives as much as possible. Someone else should pardon turkeys and congratulate sports teams. Most Americans would rather meet Oprah or The Rock anyway. This is an interesting one.
That's different.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang is full of different approaches.
It is. Like, we just saw what with the Tiger Woods just got the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Something like that.
What's that?
Tiger Woods just got the Medal of Freedom. Yeah. That award is something that I presume this individual, the head of culture and ceremony, would handle.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I.
So he's getting at the president has more important things to be doing.
I mean, he does, right?
He does.
Yeah.
Not, and it would be better than resorting to, you know, thousands and thousands of Big Mac burgers or whatever our current president offered.
Right. All right, I have a hot take here, and my opinion about this is that all presidents get a lot of flack for going golfing, but honestly, I think this could be good for them. Like, we need these people to be clear-headed, and sometimes if you kept me cooped up inside all day, didn't let me go outside, like, I'd lose it, right? I think golf is good for presidents, both Republican and Democratic. I think it's good. It's good for them to be active.
On the golf course.
And it's very, it's a place where you could talk, you know, there's no microphones there. This is my conspiracy theorist coming back. Golf is good for presidents. That's my hot take. That has nothing to do with the Yang campaign. And I don't know, what do you think Andrew Yang's golf game's like? What's he shooting?
I don't know what he's shooting, but if I was a betting man, he's probably at the very least an average golfer. The man's definitely got a drive. I think he might suffer in the short game. I'm also speaking in my own personal.
What was the last time you went golfing?
Oh God! Last time I went golfing, I think I sent the head of my driver farther than the ball.
Oh, man.
It was not good.
That's not a good sign.
You know, I it's a hit and miss with me. Like, sometimes I'd be good. Other times, it's just like the focus wasn't there. But
right. But anyway, that has been policies number 15 through 17 of Andrew Yang's here on the Andrew Yang Gang platform. Podcast. I know this one was much shorter, but I think we're about to wrap it up and start keeping these as short and sweet as possible. We feel that the shorter these are, the larger of an audience we actually have, because people, they want quick things. They want things
right.
that...
Right, we're not going to drone on with the nitty-gritty. We want to encourage our listeners to explore it on their own and kind of create their own opinions on it. We're not out here trying to tell people what to think. We are simply disseminating a message that we believe in, which is Andrew Yang's platform. We say it every episode. But we want people to form their own thought using critical thinking skills to explore these policies and platform issues. And, you know, if you believe in them, if you don't believe in them, if you're critical of them, you know, we welcome you to share that vis-a-vis direct messaging through our Twitter account.
I just got a notification that the Raptors beat the Sixers. I'm sorry. I was rooting for the Sixers in that game. But yes. Yes. Reach out to us on Twitter. We will respond. I promise you. I'm on that all the time. I'll be happy to talk to you, answer any questions, try to guide you in the right direction. I'm always tweeting things. So, reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk to you. And Yang Gang 2020.
Yang Gang 2020.
We're out.